Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. I'm going to skip a lot of things that we usually do in the intro in the beginning, just because I want to get to our guest, because I know she has the most incredible late-breaking news about what's happening on the planet, and it's definitely news you're not going to hear on CNN or any of the lamestream news networks. And so I've been following April's work for a little while now, and it's kind of been blowing me away because we have a lot of inside knowledge too, and it seems to match up. And I'm kind of blown away that a lot of the other reports that are coming out are not matching up, you know, with what we know to be true on the inside. So April Lejeune, she's a conservative political journalist, and she's been a reporter for the past 30 years in print, television, and radio. Currently, she is the co-host of the America Matters Show, which is a podcast on Blog Talk Radio. And she started out as an entertainment reporter for KC Entertainment in Kansas City, Missouri. She quickly became known for her opinion, editorial columns, and reviews with major bands such as Poison, Kiss, Van Halen, Vince Neil, and Damn Yankees, featuring Ted Nugent. Moving into politics was a natural transition since musicians and their fans are very well versed in the issues which surround their lives. She then moved to an ABC affiliate, Colorado Springs, where she focused on hard news, which involved criminal trials and local political issues. The ability to interview political figures and entertainment icons live drew her to radio at KRMS in Ozark, Missouri, where she was the morning news anchor and a frequent fill-in host of the morning show. And there she worked with her current co-host, Charlie Cook from Detroit, a collaboration that resolved in her current show, America Matters Show, which focuses on the current political situation our nation faces today. Her blog posts and podcasts are filled with eye-opening information that tells us like it is. And April says, it's imperative we start taking back our country. We can't rely on any of the establishment parties, no matter what side they're on. The more we band together, the more we can do to ensure that we are able to have a country which is free. So without any further ado, I want to bring April on the show. April, are you with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Great. Yeah, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Yeah, there's so much happening right now. I don't even know where to start. And I know you've been investigating this. You know, we can go anywhere from the God knows how many indictments are up there. Wasn't there something like 1,160 indictments supposedly on the books?
Yes, there were, but now it's up to 1,800. So
I figured it
was just within a week.
Yeah. Now, do you have any idea when we're actually going to, you know, hear about this, when it's going to actually hit the, as I call it, the lamestream news, or when we're going to see some people peering behind bars?
Well, you're already seeing some of it coming out on the news, because you're seeing they're going to do little teeny tiny hints at it, and then they're going to drop more numbers later. And that is because they don't want people to panic. And we know who we're talking about when we're talking about panic. All of us would be cheering. There would be parties in the streets. But, you know, the liberals, they become destructive and, you know, you just can't really have that. So they have to ease their minds into the fact that Hillary and all these people are going to be going away for a very long time, we hope. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, it's obvious they have to create kind of a consensus, you know, and they have to use the press and other things to validate why they're doing this. Because I know they're going to scream victim and you're a dictator, and they're going to run all those stops, you know, and try to play that victim role to the max. But it does seem like they are going to have some kind of informative narrative about, you know, why they're doing this and why it needs to be done and things like that.
Well, the reason that they're doing it the way they're doing it is because one thing people don't understand about President Trump is he's extremely smart. His IQ is in the top 3% of everyone. And so when people think that he's being stupid, or they think that he is saying something that they may view as not appropriate, he knows exactly what he's saying and why he's saying it. And it's all about strategy. That's what we're seeing here. We're seeing this strategy. If you do what the previous administrations, and it doesn't matter whether it's Democrats or Republicans, if you do the same old thing that you've been doing before, how are you going to catch these crooks? They're going to do the cover-ups. They're going to do all the things that they've been doing. And so with strategic planning, which I believe that President Trump is doing, he's draining the swamp. And he has really, really sideswiped the Democrats. I mean, you can tell it just by watching their fumbling. It's hard for them to talk when they're confronted anymore, and they're falling by the wayside so quickly. And I think some of the reasons that some of these people are resigning, it's not just about the sex scandal stuff. It's mm-hmm. about the fact that they know that these indictments are out there, and they know who the targets are.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I've been watching that, and I don't really watch TV, but I do get it on the internet. And you know, this has become the most amazing soap opera. I tell people, you know, get your popcorn, you know, get a good drink, and sit back and watch the show, because it's going to get really crazy here. And do your part as well. But but what I'm watching is just amazing, and watching them try to backpedal. And I always tell people, you know, I'm all for a council of grandmothers. You know, I'm not really a Democrat or Republican. And I think we need to try something totally different, because, you know, we all agree that the right wing and the left wing is pretty much the same bird. But I think in Trump's case, he's neither the right wing or the left wing. And that's why there is some hope. And I haven't read his book, Art of the Deal, but I know basically what's in it, because I've heard a lot of reviews on it. And, you know, he is very wise, and he's very strategic, and he does know how to take care of his enemies. And he's very good at it. And I've been watching him operate, and I do, my hat's off on that, because I see him just set these people up, and they bite the bait, you know, hook, line, and sinker. And I just go, oh my God, I can't believe they fell for that. And they do every time. They totally blow it, you know. And which is good, because, you know, not only are they, you know, and I don't want to get into judgment, but these people are pretty evil. I mean, they've done some pretty evil things, and it gets really dark when you go up to the top and find out what they've really been involved with. But I just can't believe how you know, incredibly ignorant they are. I mean, just, they've even lost clever. You know, they're definitely not wise. And now they can't even do clever. You know, they just make a fool of themselves every time they open their mouths on the air.
Well, that's true. I mean, I have, in 30 years of doing all of this, I have never in my entire career had any Democrat, and I don't care who they are, say anything that you couldn't challenge. I've never had any of them be able to fully explain why they think like they do, because then they just act. I mean, they literally get the deer in the headlights look. And so these things that are happening right now are so beyond their comprehension. I don't even know if they're going to be able to make it through one, just even like a small one-tenth of the indictments that there already are. Some of these people have been asking me, you know, well, why are there all these indictments, and, you know, how come they're doing it like this? Who's being arrested, blah, 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 and all that stuff. It's because when you put an indictment against someone, I mean, wouldn't that scare you if you had an indictment against you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, you'd probably
exactly.
Pull the plug and run for the hills.
The greatest way, yeah, it's a great way to scare somebody and get people to start talking and make deals. So that's what's going on here. There's a huge amount of evidence, obviously, because you can't get an indictment without evidence. And this is probably the most indictments we've ever seen, ever, in the history of the United States. So I love it. I think it's awesome, because I know exactly who they're targeting.
Yeah, I heard a little story there. I think it was, is it Robert Steele? I think it's Robert Steele. Was talking about how he had access to the White Hats, I guess, in the NSA, And they said, mm-hmm. every single one of those emails and conversations is on record. There's nothing lost. And he has access to all of that. And so there's mm-hmm. nothing hidden anymore. You know, I always wonder, you know, not to be a Bible thumper, but I wonder about that. You know, they said in the, you know, the last days, you know, no rock should be left unturned and nothing will exactly. be hidden. You know, all the iniquities mm-hmm. will be shattered from the rooftops. And I'm always going, boy, it's, you know, if you want to kind of factor in technology right now, you know, that's exactly what's going on.
Well, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about the Christian aspect, but here's the thing that I think, and I am a Christian, and I also have a quarter Jew background. My family came from Russia during the war to escape the Nazis, so I have a little background in that. And but I am a Christian, and I do believe that this is the last great Christian push, and I do believe that Donald Trump was elected for this very reason, to show us mm-hmm. the difference between good and evil, and now we get to make the choice. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I agree 100%. I'm very well versed in that genre since I've had a couple NDEs and things like that. And mm-hmm. and you know, there are people don't realize. I tell people, why do you think they're doing these sacrifices and these satanic worships and everything? Mm-hmm. I said, there's a lot of unseen things going down that people aren't aware of. And you know, we're not just fighting the physical corruption, but there's the other consciousness and energy at play, you know, and it gets very, very dark, and there's many levels to that darkness. And I really do. I think, you know, a lot of people get really angry at me when I talk about, you know, that, you know, Trump is doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing. And he came yeah. to do this. And, you know, he's here to shake things up, whether you like him or not. And, you know,
well,
even
yeah,
if he
exactly.
shakes things up and gets everybody to really look at what's going on, what's really happening. You know, he's done his job, and I think he's here just mainly to end the feds and reestablish the republic. And once that's done, everything else is just going to fall by the wayside.
Well, true. But I mean, you know, like, okay, so I am I am very much a Christian. So mm-hmm. when Donald Trump, for 30 years, you know, I started out at ABC News and all of that, and I'm telling you, that was such a cesspool of lies. I could barely take it. That's why I had to leave. Because, you know, as a Christian, you don't want to lie to people. And
yeah.
young journalists think that they're telling the truth, which they soon find out is not the case. That's not how the news works. It's about sensationalism mm-hmm. and money. It's always about sex, blood, guts, anything that's like a tabloid headline, that's what the news will push. And especially if it meets their criteria on their agenda and how they want to indoctrinate you. So I couldn't take that anymore. So for 30 years, I've been saying basically the same thing that Donald Trump's been saying. And I always thought, you know, if we could just get one guy who could run and didn't have to worry about money and could just run, and the people would see the difference between somebody who could be self-funded and the rest of the candidates. And here we are today, which is great. So Donald Trump comes down the escalator and he says everything I've been saying for 30 years. Of course, I had to figure out, you know, what's this guy about? All I knew about Donald Trump was I thought he was a little arrogant. You know, he had a show and mm-hmm. he seemed a little flamboyant. You know, I didn't really care that much about him. But until I heard that, and then I thought, you know, I got to check this guy out because I think he's going to win. And so I took off my journalist hat, did a little research on him, and then I became the La Plata County Trump campaign co-chair for his mm-hmm. campaign, which you don't do that when you're a journalist, but, you know, hey, sometimes right is right, and you just got to do what you got to do. So
yeah,
that's how I came to know about him.
You know, I'm the same way. There are, you know, I do believe in unity consciousness, you know, and everybody working together and things like that. But people mm-hmm. don't realize how much all of this is twisted, you know, like the open border situation. You don't mm-hmm. bring two cultures that are diametrically opposed together and think, you know, you're going to have a picnic, you know, it's going to, especially with the belief system of some of the, you know, Sharia law and things like that. And,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, ridiculous. And watching the feminists promote Sharia law, bringing these women up to promote Sharia law, I go, where's this going? I mean, how do they do this? Have they done any research whatsoever, you know, before they start, you know, putting their burqas, you know, they change their pink hats for burqas. And I guess that was the new in thing, you know, for that. Mm-hmm. For that.
Well, you know, what I like about this whole situation is for the first time in the history of my whole entire life, which I'm not going to tell you how many years that is, but it's a lot. I finally think that the government is being exposed as the dirty player they've been ever since I've been reporting on them. I mean, it's not like you don't have to make up sensational news to at all. You don't have to twist it. It's so twisted already when it's coming out of the mouth of the politician that if you can't figure that out, I don't know how much hope there is for you just from hearing what they're saying. But then the Bible does say that things will be the opposite in the end, and that's what's happening now. Good is evil, evil is good. So what we're really fighting here, it's not Democrats, it's not Republican, it's good versus evil. That's where we're at. And it's a clear-cut line right now. I think conservatives are definitely getting it. I think that Democrats, I wish they were getting it, but I don't think they're getting it. I think they're more afraid of going to jail, which is why they're ditching Hillary. I mean, they know what's up.
Oh, yeah.
They know that she's about ready to go down. And they're saying, oh, she's old news, whatever. But they know that there's this thing is this between the indictments that are happening, the uranium one, the pedophile ring, all of this stuff is all connected together. MS-13 arrests. There's been so many arrests with pedophiles across the nation. Then the 14 Saudi princes. Oh, and I don't know even know if you heard this or not, but one of the Saudi princes, the Alawid or whatever his name is, he just confessed in a statement in Saudi Arabia that, yes, they did send snipers to the Mandalay Bay hotel. So, I mean, that was just yesterday. So wow. All of these things are interconnected. It's a way to connect the group because they're going to find whatever vice it is to keep their power and to keep you in control. That's what they do. They've been doing it ever since Andrew Jackson even came up with the Democratic Party, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's, you know, I haven't heard that one yet that he actually confessed.
It was crazy.
I knew they owned.
I know lots of stuff, but I can't get it all in a 10-minute report.
Yeah. I knew that they had a huge investment in the hotels there, and they actually owned the top floors in a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it all tied together, and they have, you know, they have their fingers into everything, you know, all the agencies, everything. It's unbelievable. So what's your feeling about, and now the agents seem to have the white hats and the old guard, and a lot of the white hats are starting to come forward in the agencies, and it's just the upper agencies that have been controlled and manipulated. Have you seen much movement there?
Well, I think we're not seeing it outright because in their position, you have to weigh the consequences because your consequences could be death. If I were them, I would lay low until I knew who I could trust. And that's why you're seeing a lot of things coming out on the back channels like 4chan and things like that. And some of them are encrypted messages. Now, I'm just telling you this for so that you know. As a journalist, we get a lot of information that we can't always say what that information is because either someone could get hurt, which you don't want that to happen,
exactly.
Or the information is not complete enough to actually be able to talk about it right then. So mm-hmm. we have bits and pieces sometimes that we would, oh, it would be great to be able to share them. But people go off the deep end because they don't hear what you say. It's like the when you're playing that game and you're a kid and you whisper in somebody's ear and you go down the line and by the time it's at the other person, it's completely different than what you actually said. That's
yeah,
what people
telephone,
do.
Telecom game or whatever they call it. Yeah.
Yeah. And here I am saying something right out in the open, you know, saying it in a 5-10 minute report, and people still have a problem listening to the exact words that are coming out of my mouth. So on mm-hmm. that note, I can't, there's not a whole lot that I can do with that, you know? I mean,
yeah,
there's
I
nothing I can
agree.
Do with that.
Yeah. There's things that I know that I can't even talk about. And it's kind of interesting because there are people in very high positions, you know, some very, very, I can't even talk about who they are that I talk with mm-hmm. on a daily basis. And mm-hmm. I can't really reveal their names or our relationship or anything else, but they're giving me the inside track about what's really going down. And it's insane. If people really knew, it's like this multidimensional cloak and dagger spy novel.
I know. Awesome. And, you know, you want to warn these people. And it's just like, you know, it's like almost worse than a movie. You
yeah.
know, because they go, oh, there's that can't happen. Because I grew up in Leave It to Beaver land. Okay.
Yes.
My mom, my dad, we went to school. We came home. We, you know, Leave It to Beaver. That was our life. Mm-hmm. Well, we didn't know what was really going on behind our backs.
Yeah, I know.
And now that we know, it's terrible.
Yeah, did you read the NASA papers? I'm sure you read those.
I've had some people give me a synopsis.
Yeah, it was a mind blower when I read that. I mean, we all know it's the plans of the New World Order and NASA's participation
oh,
in
yeah.
it. And it's
mm-hmm.
beyond ugly. It's about the mind control and everything, mm-hmm. the population reduction, everything that they're involved in. But the amazing thing about it, it spells it out. It says for our mind control program for the masses, we're going to use CNN. It says it right there. And, you know, it's...
Well, they're doing a good job at it.
They are. They're masters at manipulation and they are doing a great job. And I've been watching these people. I really hope there's a couple people on CNN in those indictments because it couldn't happen to nicer folks. But
well, it does say that there are media involved in those indictments.
Mm-hmm.
So I find that very interesting because they're complicit with the lie. And
yeah.
they're also, from the reports that I have, they're involved in the pedophile scandal.
Yeah.
And, you know, coming from entertainment, it's just something, I say news is entertainment too, because of the way that it's delivered and put together and things like that. So it's really just, you have to keep the interest of the audience. I totally get that. But it is, there's a lot of sexual harassment, which, you know, I've experienced, but I go, hey, whatever, you know, thanks for sharing now, go away. That's just yes. me. But I'm not a person that can be pressured like other people can. And so to me, when the things came out about certain, I guess, sexual things that are happening and people are so appalled, I'm like, are you kidding me? You're appalled by things that you watch on regular TV that happen all the time in your little soap operas and your movies and things like that, but yet you're appalled in real life. That doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, yeah, I'm appalled. I'm not saying that I'm not appalled. I just think it's weird to try to, you watch these shows, which I try, as soon as I see that stuff, I turn it off. But obviously, other people don't. So
yeah.
If it's okay in your entertainment, why are you appalled now? Why are the Democrats so appalled at the sexual harassment things when they weren't last week?
I mean, the Clinton thing was a no-brainer. I mean, that was so bad and so covered up and everything else. And then, you know, all of a sudden they finally are saying something. And, you know, if that was some right-winger that did something, it'd be, you know, or Trump did something, it'd be splattered all over the front page, you know. And even if he
exactly.
didn't do it, if there's a rumor of it, it'd be all over the front page. But they seem to just, oh, that's old news. You know, when a Democrat does it, oh, that's old news. Oh, that was in the past. Don't worry about it. You know,
yes, and one of the biggest offenders of wishy-washy commentary is Jessica Tarlov. I cannot believe how fast her head rotates on her shoulders from one to the other because of the spin that she's trying to put. She always brings in things that aren't relevant and won't admit that the Democrats are basically crooks. Now, I think there's a difference between a rhino and a Republican. I don't know what you think, but that's what I think. Rhinos are the ones that are pretty much just pretending to be conservative. They're more in it for themselves. They don't care about the people.
Well, I agree 100%. I think there's the rhinos and then the Democrats, and then there's a few people in there that want to restore the Republic and honor the Constitution and things like that. But, you know, very few in between. But the in watching how that all unfolds, you know, it's just, you know, it's a swamp. I don't care what everybody says. Mm-hmm. It's a swamp and it needs to be drained. And, you know, to me, I think one of the most incredible things about this is people are getting firsthand look at who has been leading them for so long and what they've been up to and just how dark and how self-serving it's been. And, if anything, that's the golden thread of all this stuff is that people are finally waking up and just saying, maybe eventually they'll say, hey, this obviously isn't working. Let's try something else.
Well, I'm kind of hoping that way. I mean, you know, I had to do a speech at the college here where I live, and I was kind of happy I went after the Democrats, but yeah, they loved what I had to say. Because the kids were asking me, you know, well, does your vote even count? Yeah. And I said, well, that depends on who you're voting for and what level you're on. But basically, no, it does not. And that was at the county level that we were talking about. And so the kids were kind of surprised that I would say that. And then I told them how the voting process really works and that we're a representative government. They didn't even know that we were a representative government. And, you know, the Democrats were like, that's not true. We're a democracy. And I was like, wow, you don't even know what we are. How can you tell people what we are if you don't even know yourself? So these kids are so indoctrinated anymore, it's hard to get them to wrap their minds around anything else that is truth, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just, when I look at this stuff and, you know, the way, you know, we are a republic and we are, you know, the Constitution is supposed to be the supreme law of the land and, you know, the Bill of Rights and things like that. And then, you know, we've got this America Inc. and the rules and regulations, which the sheriffs and everybody else are enforcing illegally. And and haven't figured that out yet, but I think
no, they haven't.
I think the only way out is just to keep educating people. Look, this is a republic; it's not a democracy. The Democrats have shown you who they are, and I don't want to pigeonhole all Democrats. There's probably some in there that are trying to do the right thing, but God, if I was a Democrat, I would quit. I would too. I would just leave. I said, I'm sorry, this is not fixable. You know, let's have to.
I mean, it's just the same thing, and I'm going to say this because it's the same thing as being a Muslim. Okay, if a Muslim, and I have some people that are my friends that they say they're Muslim, but if you're a Muslim, how can you be in a faith that is based on a person who was a pedophile? A murderer, a rapist, thinks it's okay to abuse pretty much anybody that you don't like. I just don't see how there's anything good from that. You have to separate good from bad. So that means if that's what you grew up in and it's wrong, get out.
Exactly.
My mother was a Catholic, and, you know, she didn't agree with their religion, so she did something different. That's her. You know, I don't necessarily agree with everything that the people in my church say. But that doesn't necessarily mean the doctrine is wrong. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I think you have to find out for yourself where you're at and look at the thing that you thought was truth and see if it really is.
I think that no matter what religion you are, it doesn't matter. Basically, we need to really focus on universal peace and brother, sister, love, and you know, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, you know, universal law. And
it makes me sad when I see that people are so wrapped up in indoctrination, you know?
Yeah, and a sense of entitlement that comes with it, you know, which is amazing, which is the separation game, which is actually, that doesn't even add up to physics, you know? If you really get into quantum physics, you know, you realize everything is in a unified field. We all exist, you know, in this field, whatever you want to call it, God, creator, great spirit. And there is no separation. There's just these illusionary programs that everybody's running around, you know, harming each other and the planet and everything else, not even realizing that everything's connected. And it's really simple. Even when you get into physics, it all boils down to the same thing. We all came from the same place. And we all go back to the same place. You know, it's like, you know, when we can really screw it up or we can get it right, you know, one or the other.
Yes, well, I'm certainly hoping that. I think there's like this big awakening is all I can say. I mean, there has to be a big awakening. Here I have this YouTube channel that, you know, I really didn't use it a whole lot. But all of a sudden, I've got like 27,000 people that are really hungry for the truth. And I go, you know, if there's 27,000 people, which almost is 28,000 now, people who want the truth, how many more people out there are wanting the truth, you know?
Exactly.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, our show's been growing exponentially since we went on to YouTube, and it's just phenomenal the way it's been taking off. It's number one on BBS right now. But, and, you know, we bring people like you. We bring top physicists, you know, healers, authors, people from every walk of life. To come on the show, but we have one curriculum. They have to be dedicated to the awakening and healing process. They have to be in the heart and pretty much aligned with universal law and focused on creating heaven on earth. And and those are the people we work with. And, you know, the other people, they're just in it for their own agenda or their own fame and notoriety or money or whatever. They just don't come on the show. We don't have them on the show.
Well, I think, you know, I don't know what brought me to this point. I mean, to me, it's like this door opened and God said, okay, now all that stuff that you know, it's time to tell people. So it's like, okay, that's a big responsibility. But, you know, I've dedicated my entire life to telling the truth as much as, you know, as much as my understanding of the truth is, and helping people to see that this indoctrination is a detriment. Really, it's a detriment, I think, to your soul. But, you know, once you become, I guess I'm going to have to use the word enlightened because it's the only word I can think of. Once your mind opens and you have this epiphany of truth, you really just can't deny it.
Oh, yeah. You know, I wanted to share something with you because when I was a child, I was 5 years old and I was dying with bronchial pneumonia. And I wasn't Catholic, but I had a woman in blue kept appearing to me and it turned out to be Mary at the time. And hanging out with that divine feminine and really knowing what it is, it's the most incredibly loving, joyous, nurturing energy on the planet. It's phenomenal. And when I see... And this is going to piss a lot of people off, but when I see these feminists trying to be the example of a powerful woman and what is coming from their mouth, there's just so much victim and hatred and anger.
Yes.
And they're getting these other younger women caught up in this energy, and it's so far off track, and it's so disempowering to go in that direction. And it's really ugly. I mean, some of these women look very beautiful on the exterior, but when they get into this energy, it's so unbecoming. And I know that's going to piss off a lot of people, but, you know, it's like the power is in being authentic and really connecting into that energy. And, you know, mm-hmm. the ultimate power is love. You know, even Jesus said that, you know, on all these laws, you know, all the laws and the prophets operate under one law, the law of love. And it's mm-hmm. sad when I see these people up there as icons and they're screaming and yelling and there's so much venom coming out of them. And then they bring in this other woman talking about Sharia law, not even mm-hmm. realize that is the most dishonoring of the feminine of anything I've ever seen. I mean, a dog has more rights and, you know, yeah. you can anytime you want, you know, you can beat up your wife and even murder and things like that. And now not all Muslims mm-hmm. that want to not pigeonhole.
Yeah, I know.
But under Sharia law, if you really do the homework and I watch this and I just go, my God, women, you know, it's like, you know, and this is going to sound even further. I'm going to go down this rabbit hole even further. You know why men buy the big houses and get the fancy cars and, you know, have the big bucks and everything? It's to trap the woman 99% of the time. It's
to
impress the woman. Who has the
power?
Do you
really think that guys would work so hard if it wasn't for us? Come on.
Exactly. I mean, who has the power? Come on. You know, Chinese, happy wife, happy home. You know, they know
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know, you keep the wife happy. You keep the woman happy. You know, everything goes great. And to me, that has to come to an end here. And I think it is because the energies that are pressing in on the planet right now, that we are going through that great shift, whatever you want to call it. And that other energy is just not supported anymore. There's no room for it.
I don't know if you've even noticed, but the television shows, now I had to point this out to my husband, but the television shows have even turned everything around. Now it's the guys getting rescued. The guys are having feelings, and they're being comforted by women. And the women are saying, you know, I'll save you, like the men used to. It's like, it's very difficult to find a actual manly man anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's sad because they've destroyed the masculinity, which was, I thought it was great, you know, and now we've got, what is it, like 85, 90 some odd genders now. Like, wow, okay, so you are really confused now, you know.
Yeah. Well, they're even doing it biologically, and they're doing it with, you know, all the estrogen mimickers and everything else. And mm-hmm. it's sad when you see people that have been raised in that environment, they mm-hmm. are, they're not sure of their gender, their kind, even their body chemically has been altered. And that has been a plan. That's a plan that's been underway for some time.
It is. And, you know, I don't know if you guys saw, I think it was Hannity, it might have been, no, it was Tucker Carlson. The other day, he had this guy on there who's pretending he's a Filipino woman. And anyway, so the therapist, he had a therapist on there, and I pointed out to my husband, I said, do you see why I told you do not send people to a therapist? They are now enablers mm-hmm. of deviant behavior. And he totally got where he was coming from, because I've been saying this for years. You know, don't send people to the therapist. That is like the worst thing that you could ever do. It would be better to help them some way spiritually to get what's going on. And it could take you 20 years.
Yeah, I know the psychotropics and all those things that they use are so bad. And they actually connect you into another energy, which is a whole nother story. But, mm-hmm. you know, that's where all these mass murders come from and things like that. You really look at them. Each one of them is on some kind of psychotropic, and it says right on the pill, it says may lead mm-hmm. to violent behavior, suicide, things like that. It says right, and these people are shoving them down kids' throats, you know, in schools. And you go, what the heck is mm-hmm. going on here? Who is behind this?
And to me, now this is just what I think, and this is probably going to make people mad too, but I think it all lands on the parents. Because parents have control over their children. When I homeschooled my kids for a number of years because I couldn't take the schools anymore. And the last straw for me was when I went to the school and my son was there and they were teaching him in their class, pretty much, that if your parents drink one glass of wine at their meal, they're alcoholics. And I thought, wait a minute. I mean, I don't drink wine like I used to, because I used to have a glass of wine with just my dinner. I didn't sit there with a bottle all day long. And so he says, Mom, you're an alcoholic. I was like, what? What are you talking about? So I went to school, tried to find out what the DARE program was teaching, and then I found out they were teaching all this crazy stuff. And I said, look, you said my son isn't very good in history, so I would rather you spend the time teaching him history rather than the DARE program. Well, they didn't like that. And so they told me that I was not allowed to go to the school anymore. And I said, excuse me, I will go to the school anytime I feel like it if my children are in here. And they said, we can't have that. And I said, well, then they're not coming back, because it's a privilege to teach my child. It is not something I have to do. So that's when I took them back home. Mm-hmm. And I think if parents, I would rather sacrifice the two cars. I would rather have a smaller house. I would rather go to the thrift store and buy my clothes, whatever it takes to make sure that my children had the right education, rather than sitting there and saying, I gotta go to work every day. So I literally stayed home with my children so that I could help them with their education and do as much as I possibly can for them. That's where I think it all stems, right there.
Yeah, I agree. This program is so deep, and there's so much money behind it. And you know, all these things, you just follow the money and just see who's financing all this stuff. And you can see a whole nother agenda, you know, being played out. And it is to just totally destroy the family unit, you know, to demasculate men and just all that whole thing. Just, you know,
that's
just
how they've been able to infiltrate their way of thinking into the families, was first destroy the family, then get the women on board and give them stuff like welfare and all that kind of thing, and kick the deadbeat dads to the curb so they can't even get an apartment. And, you know, then we've got them and we can tell them whatever it is we want to do. And that's where it all started, was the destroying of the family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went through that process myself, actually. So I know exactly how that one works. And it doesn't matter, you know, if you're, you know, it's the state usually, and I know in Washington, they almost always side with the woman. And then it doesn't matter, you know, if the woman's an alcoholic, is abusive, or, you know, it doesn't matter what that environment is, they get the kids. And even when you can prove it to them, hey, these kids are being endangered, you know, by the misuse of alcohol or drugs or partying or leaving them in a van locked up so they can party all night, stuff like that. You know, you can bring all this up and it just doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And then they bribe the woman. They said, hey, we'll give you $1,500 a month. You can party all you want, but you got to move out of that house and you got to get out on your own. And so they split the family with a huge bribe. You know, it's insane, the limits
they
go.
That's why we've come to this point today where we've got liberals in the streets wearing pretty much nothing, running around in front of children. Now they're promoting pedophilia. Like, remember when they were saying something like, don't bash the pedophiles on Twitter? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, I didn't even see that one, but
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's, you know, speaking of Twitter, I think it's hilarious when Trump does that, when he does these tweets.
Oh,
and, you know,
too.
He's fully aware of all the conspiracy things and everything else. And he, you know, he does kind of a secret message in his tweets. The people that are awake get it. They get the tweets. And then the Democrats just flip out and they try to attack him on it. And then they find out what he said was real, you know.
I know. It's so funny to me, too.
I think he trolls with his tweet. You know, he throws the bait out and he goes, watch this one. He goes, they're really going to flip on this one. And then it turns out he's right. You know, I think it's just hilarious every time he does that.
Yes, and I am kind of wondering what's going to happen to some of these really vocal Democrats like Maxine Waters. I mean, she is over the top. I believe that she is a complete wacko. And anyone who's listening to her, I just don't even understand their... It's like listening to a total lunatic that needs to be in some kind of mental hospital speak every time she opens her mouth. But you have to admit it is kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't see how these, how did these people get elected? That's what, I mean, they're probably selected, not elected, mainly because they'll follow.
Well, I do believe that those kinds of things are totally manipulated because, you know, here's what happened during the election. I don't know if you know this or not, but there were several tweets by hackers, and some of this came on the back channels. But this, I don't know if you're aware, Kim.com, do you know who he is?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay. So Kim.com said, and I don't remember if it was a direct tweet to me or if it was just out there in the open, but he said something like, don't worry, we've got you covered. And I thought, okay. So he's going to do, their whole network of hackers are going to do something. And I thought, you know, I wonder what it's going to be. I mean, because you don't want to hack the machine so that, that people's votes go the way you want them. You want the election to be fair. And when I saw the voting machines going down, because it was an electrical problem, it wasn't that that machines were getting hacked, okay? They were actually going down because of electrical problems within the gridded areas and had to go to paper ballots. And then people started talking about paper ballots and saying, yes, you can request a paper ballot if you don't want to vote electronically. I thought, oh my God, you guys are so smart. You decided to mess with the electric, not the vote. That was smart to me. Because
that's
if they would not have done that, we would have had Hillary Clinton. It would have been a manipulated, unfair vote.
Yeah, I know the military were involved in that as well, you know, from some sources. It'll probably come out later, but they were just saying, we are not going to take orders from that woman, you know. And they made sure that that they didn't steal the election, you know. But
It would have been so easy to do, and I believe that they've been doing that the whole entire time. I just really do. I mean, how else could, well, I call him Traitor 44 because I can't even hardly stand saying his name. How else could he be elected twice? The most destructive, evil president in the entire history of our nation gets elected twice? Surely people weren't that stupid after the first 4 years.
Yeah,
you know, I never voted for him, so I feel great. But, you know, it was a very sad day when he was elected the first time.
You know, I told people about that. I'm very good at reading energy. And you know, when he was running, I said, you know, this is scary because, you know, with Bush, you knew what you had. You know, he was, you knew he was lying and you know, you could just see through him. Okay, you know, he's been installed, you know, and you watch what was going on. But with Obama, like he was so slick and so articulate, and he could get you to believe the lie no matter what he said. And it was amazing. And he was so groomed for this thing. And I said, this guy is scary. This guy is really scary, you know, because he's a master. He's a master manipulator. And everybody was screaming, you're nuts, you're crazy, you know. Yeah. And I said, look, and they go, you're just a Republican, a redneck. And I go, I'm not a redneck and I'm not a Republican. I said, I'm awake and I can see what's really going on here. And boy, so many people got so angry at me and everything else. And I said, just wait. It'll all come out. It may take a few years, but, you know, just wait. And I just left it at that. And now it's now everything is coming out. And I do believe that you know, he's not a citizen. All the evidence is pointing to that direction. He was groomed and installed and an asset.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, he was. And he was one of the guys who, if I don't know if you saw Obama 2016 or I think it's 2016 Obama's America by Dinesh D'Souza, which talks about Obama's book and interviews his brothers and stuff like that. Obama was so indoctrinated with the Alinsky way and other communist fascist type things. I mean, he said those were his mentors, and Hillary Clinton the same thing. That to me, it would have been obvious if anybody knew anything about Saul Alinsky. Don't vote for this guy.
Yeah.
But I mean, here we go. You know, I don't know. You probably watched Jesse Waters and Mark Dice and those kind of people going out on the street and asking younger people, some older, but mostly younger, if they know what a socialist is. Do you know what a capitalist is? Do you know anything, pretty much? And they have no clue what they're talking about.
And the only thing they do know is what's been spoon-fed them, fed to them through CNN and things like that. And when you ask them that, well, how do you know if that's true? Well, you know that's been proven to be false. No, it's not. No, it's not. And they have this cognitive dissonance. They can't even, no matter how much evidence you give them, they cannot shift out of that thing. I think somebody should write a book, you know, when your idol is wearing horns or something like that. You know,
how to recognize it.
Yeah, how to recognize when your idol is wearing horns or something. You know, it's like, I bet you a book will come out like that, just speaking about it now. But there has to be a mass, what do you call that, where you deprogram people? It's like...
Yes, I know what you mean. I don't know, because, I mean, even in the colleges, okay, so I went back to college just to take a course in business just recently, not too long ago, and they had this thing called peer-to-peer learning. Have you ever heard of that, peer-to-peer learning?
I have, but I'm not sure exactly.
It's ridiculous. It is the dumbest way to pretend like you're getting an education that I've ever seen. Okay, so here I am. I'm writing these papers for this business class, and, you know, I'm a trained journalist. I know how to put words together. I know English. I was taught way back when English was really a thing. And so here I am getting judged by people who don't... English isn't even their first language.
Uh-huh.
They're giving me grades on papers they can't even understand.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. So peer-to-peer learning is by a bunch of people who don't know what's going on, and they're supposed to grade my work? How is that supposed to be? What am I paying this tutor for, this supposed professor? And I said, this is not going to cut it. I need somebody who's a real, real teacher on the subject with no liberal thinking to grade my work. And if that's not going to work for you, I'm done with this course.
Yeah, so, I did that. I went through a lot of different things in college. And I actually, you know, I got kicked out of my psychology class because I wrote a paper on past lives and things like that. And there's a few things that I did that even in physics, I kept asking, you know, I kept trying to say, well, what's the origin of all this? I want to get to the origin of it. And the chemistry teacher and the physics teacher told me not to come back to class, that I was too disruptive. But, I just go, well,
you are just terrible.
Yeah, I said, well, if I can't get the answers here, why am I here? You know, you guys are supposed to have the answers. I'm coming for the answers. And I didn't feel bad at all at them telling me not to come back to class anymore. I mean, they told me that. They said, if you come back to class, don't bother coming back to class. We're just going to give you an F. And I go, you know, what's like, well, who cares? You know, I just said,
yeah,
you know, exactly. if you can't give me the answers I'm looking for, I'm totally here. I'm willing to look at all your data, look at everything you want to teach me. And I want to take this to the end, you know, to the nth degree. And, you know, they saw it more as I was a threat and I was being disruptive because I was asking questions they couldn't answer.
Well, this is the indoctrination that we are now at. This is the indoctrination that has been, and I'm going to say the biggest segment of this indoctrination that they've been pushing is really, really strong for the last 50 years. I don't know why I didn't really get indoctrinated in all this stuff. I think it's because I happen to have a father who said, he said, and my father's a minister, so he said, don't believe anything I say, look it up for yourself, and figure it out. I'll tell you what I think, but you need to figure it out on your own. And he taught me to question everything, no matter what it was. So if somebody's telling you something that doesn't match, as far as I'm concerned, the scriptures, or something that is right, then you need to really question who you're talking to and what's their motive behind that. I don't think that's the norm. I think that is not the normal way of parents bringing up children.
Yeah. I mean, I'd even question God, basically. So it's like that's my nature, you know. It's like I don't have any problem with that, you know. I know from my own near-death experiences that I'm not going to get toasted. There's not going to be a lightning bolt hitting me or anything else. But I've always had that inquiring mind, and you know, I want to know. I want to know how this whole universe works on every level, mm-hmm. every dimension. I've always gone in that direction. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour here, unfortunately.
All right.
Is there anything you want to leave with the audience before we sign off?
Well, I think what they need to do is they need to question everything that they thought was truth. And it doesn't matter whether it's in school, in journalism, in government, in religion, whatever it is. I think they need to start looking at what's really going on in whatever circle they're in. And don't be surprised if it's shocking to you, but always, 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 always ask God. He will tell you the truth as long as you're listening and looking.
I agree. Well, I can't agree more with that. So again, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show and shedding some insights on this. If you have any major breaking news, be sure and let us know. Well, I'm sure we could talk 2 or 3 hours if we had a 3-hour show.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. But anyway, keep up the great work you're doing. Keep us all informed like you have been. And I think the work you're doing is awesome. And I think it's awesome that you're, getting this, you know, this breaking news out that nobody else is covering right now.
I know. And I wish they would, but I can't wait to be for them to get on the truth wagon. That's going to be interesting when that finally happens.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome. Well, again, anyway, I've got to sign off. Thanks for spending
an
hour with
Thank
us.
You.
And have a great evening. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. Signing off. Have a great evening. Stay in the heart. Watch the skies. Question everything. And throw your TV set out the window. Anyway, have a great evening. Good night.